Lesson 8, Never Can Say Goodbye. Ellen became a nurse at a young age. She genuinely cared for her patients and felt as though her work was a divine calling. Ellen's hometown hospital had a reputation for being among the very best places in the country to receive medical care. Ellen began working at the hospital as a home health aide with the job of bathing, clothing, assisting with meals, providing personal care such as shaving beards, combing hair, and providing emotional support for patients and families. She enjoyed her job so much that she enrolled herself into a nursing program, attending classes at night so as not to interfere with her daily work schedule. She graduated from the program, earning her credentials as a registered nurse, RN. Ellen felt a strong sense of loyalty to the hospital that gave her the first opportunity to begin her life's work. She worked there for over 40 years and was still going strong at 64 years old, planning to retire in 2 years when she became eligible to receive full benefits from the hospital. Over the years, Ellen received several awards and certificates of appreciation for her dedication and professionalism. She was elected by her peers and the administration to receive the Nurse of the Year Award 3 times. One day, Ellen reported to work as usual and was immediately called to the office of the Chief Nursing Officer. She was told that the hospital had been sold. The new owners would be keeping most of the current employees and almost all of the nursing staff, but they decided that they no longer needed Ellen. She handed Ellen a severance package and suggested that she go home to look everything over. Ellen was devastated, shocked, and angry. She could not express her disappointment, so she gathered a few of her things from the desk and left the building in total silence. Discussion questions. 1. What is the Christian response to disappointment? 2. When we do all that we know to do and things fall apart anyway, are we allowed to question God? 3. Is it a sin to be angry at God? 4. Vengeance is mine is a familiar verse in Deuteronomy 32:35. Does this mean that when we are wronged, that we should wait for Jesus to fix it? 5. What is the meaning of, after you've done all you can, you just stand? Explain.